Hi, and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up this week, happiness, work, and Hedwig. We'll have a talk and some music from Michael Burdett Norton, currently starring in a production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch. That's coming up at intermission. In the meantime, lights are coming down in our virtual house. Tonight's overture and finale will come from the 1946 classic Annie, Get Your Gun. After that, we'll have the invocation and instructions to the audience from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Both recordings are originals from our vinyl vault.
Smile on us for this while. first, some do's and don'ts. Mostly don'ts. Please, don't cough. It tends to throw the actors off. Have some respect for Aristophanes. And please, don't cough. Please, don't squeak. We haven't oiled the seats all week. You wouldn't want to miss a single word of Greek. It's hard enough for us to hear each other speak. So please, don't squeak.
If you see flaws, please, no loud guffaws, please. Only because, please, there are politer ways.
As for applause, please, when there's a pause, please.
Although we welcome praise, the echo sometimes lasts for days.
Days, 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 days.
Don't take notes to show us all you know the famous quotes. And if you disapprove, don't clear your throats or throw your crumpled programs, coins, and coats, or tell your neighbor scintillating anecdotes.
And please, no grass. This is a classic, not a class.
We should get rhetorical. Please don't curse. Wait till it's allegorical and in verse. If we should get satirical, don't take it wrong.
And if by sudden miracle a tune should appear that's lyrical, don't hum along.
When we are waxing humorous, please don't wane. The jokes are obscure but numerous.
Mysterious, and if you're in doubt, don't query us.
I'll signal you when we're serious. It's in the second half. But first,
please don't leave. It only makes the actors grieve. We may have something better up our sleeve, so please don't leave.
Don't say what to every line you haven't got. And if you're in a snit because you missed the plot, of which I must admit there's not an awful lot, still don't
say what.
What?
Do not intrude, please. When someone's due, please. She's there or mood, please. And mustn't be embraced. If we are crude, please. Don't sit and brood, please. Let's not be too straight-laced. The author's reputation isn't based on taste.
So please, don't fart. There's very little air and this is art. And should we get offensive, don't lose heart. Pretend it's just a playwright being smart. Eventually we'll get to the catharsis, then depart. And now, but first,
we start.
I love that bit with the echo. It just totally cracks me up every time. Now, that was music of Stephen Sondheim from 1962's A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Now, Sondheim reused that number in The Frogs, which premiered in a swimming pool at Yale University in 1974. Before that, we heard the overture to Annie Get Your Gun. Forum was a big hit for actor Zero Mostel and helped launch him into Broadway stardom. Now, Mostel was famous for another show after Forum, Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick's Fiddler on the Roof. He earned a Best Actor Tony for his role as Tevye, a poor Jewish milkman trying to figure out how to raise five daughters. Here's Zero Mostel from the original vinyl Broadway soundtrack of Fiddler.
Dear God, you made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, that it's no shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a pity, pity rich, idle, diddle, diddle, diddle man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with a real wooden floors below. There couldn't be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man, I see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to our heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oy, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Reb Tevye, pardon me, Reb Tevye, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. Won't to make a one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in a synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the Eastern Wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
That was Zero Mostel as Tevye, imagining what it would be like if God cut him a little slack in the monetary department. Now, to Tevye, happiness is watching his wife Golda screaming at the servants. And, you know, we all have different ideas of what happiness is and how we can get there. Up next, some meditations on happiness from White Christmas, Flora the Red Menace, and You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
What care I? Who makes the laws of the nation? Let those who will take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I who cares for the world's affairs? as long as I can sing its popular songs. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy, happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that loved in vain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, the Swanee shore and mother's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. Let me croon the low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing a Dixie charms, the Swanee shore and mother's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, can start you laughing, can start you crying,
and shout. Tell me the sun is shining. dance along. Just make it a happy, keep it a happy song.
Gosh, it hasn't been such a bad day after all. Happiness is finding a pencil,
pizza with sausage,
telling the time.
Happiness is learning to whistle,
tying your shoe for the very first time.
Happiness.
Happiness is walking hand in hand. Happiness is two kinds of ice cream,
knowing a secret,
climbing a tree. Happiness is five different crayons,
catching a firefly,
setting him free.
Happiness is being alone every now and then.
And happiness is coming home again.
Happiness is morning and evening, daytime and nighttime too. For happiness is anyone and anything at all that's loved by you.
Happiness is having a sister,
sharing a sandwich,
getting along. Happiness is singing together when day is through. And happiness is those who sing with you. Happiness is morning and evening, daytime and nighttime too.
For happiness is anyone and anything at all that's loved by you.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Clark Gesner sums it up wonderfully. Happiness is anyone and anything at all that is loved by you. From the original vinyl soundtrack of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, we heard Happiness. Before that, Liza Minnelli made her smash Broadway debut singing Happy in Candor and Ebb's 1965 Flora the Red Menace, and singing is all Martha needs to keep her going in the 2008 stage production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas. And no, you're not crazy. In the movie version of White Christmas, Martha doesn't sing. That song was added for the stage version and was originally a big hit for Al Jolson. House lights are coming up, so it's time now for intermission. So grab the blonde wig you stashed in your purse and make for the lobby with the other headheads, or as they're otherwise known, fans of Stephen Trask's fascinating 1998 rock musical, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Hedwig is a deep, funny, fascinating character, and we had a chance to hang out with Michael Burdett Norton in town for a new production of the show with the Parallel 45 Theater Company. Michael talked with Interlochen Public Radio's arts and culture reporter, Dan Wanchura.
So tell me, what is it like playing Hedwig? What are some of the challenges that come with that role?
I mean, there's all sorts of layers of challenges, right? There's like the responsibility of being the title character in a show, and like in this, it's really this is the first show I've ever done where I'm just like on the whole time. It's essentially just an hour 15, hour 20 minute show of monologue. So there's just the technical, like learning the words. singing. I don't do a lot of singing in shows, so that's, I mean, it's a lot of things that are new. I mean, then there's also the physical challenge of literally becoming a woman, and embodying, like, I guess, yeah, I didn't realize how tough women have it. I mean, to really take on the full embodiment, both of, like, the physical attributes, but also the psychological and the emotional attributes of what it is to be a woman, and then what it is to be, in a sense, a transgendered woman on top of that. I mean, the show, I wouldn't say it's necessarily centering around trans issues as its core, but that's definitely a huge part of the discourse that we have to work with and that I have to work through. And then the last step is, like, this emotional baggage of this, of Hedwig, who is this, like, damaged woman who was a damaged man and then became this, like, rising star and is constantly pressing and repressing this pain and damage and hurt that she's going through. So all of that combined is, like, this massive undertaking, you know?
So it's an interesting point you bring up. You're a male actor. What are some of the things you did do to kind of put yourself in character to portray a female?
I started with heels. I got trainering heels a few months ago, and just the sort of, you know, the attitudinal position that changes of both the power and the sort of, you know, in the limited ability to move, or like the sort of, you can't run, you know, but you can tower over something, and I'm quite tall, so I really do sort of tower over. And then I think, yeah, just, you know, going through the process of, like, you know, shaving your legs and about, like, putting on makeup and, like, you know, how do you, let's not get into details of it, but, like, how do you become a woman, if you know what I'm talking about? So all of these things are, there's so much discomfort in being a woman, to be honest. I mean, like, that's been this amazing fact, is, like, to be the most beautiful woman, there is so much labor involved. And, like, my routines in the morning and my routines for getting ready for the show, it's like a 2.5 hour transformation. And I just have learned so much to respect women through this process. I mean, of course, I respect women before, but, like, you know.
Sure. So now our listeners, if they're familiar with the film Hedwig in the Angry Inch, mm-hmm. they know that Hedwig is played by one person and Tommy is played by a separate person.
Right.
But in the stage version, it's actually played by the same actor, and you play both parts.
Yeah. So there's a certain level of, like, openness, or, well, not openness. There's a certain interpretation of this text that we've approached, which is that, so Tommy is this rock star that Hedwig has been in love with. They were on tour together for a while. They fell in love, and then basically he was. So just a little tiny backstory, just for you know, for the listeners out there, that the story is that Hedwig became Hedwig because when Hedwig was still Hansel, he had to flee from East Germany, and in order to do so, he married someone and had to have a sex change operation, sort of against his own will, and the sex change operation was, as he says, botched. So when Tommy finds out about this, he leaves him. So as Hedwig, I am going through this struggle of my relationship with Tommy and telling the story of Tommy, and the way that I tell stories often is using, you know, his voice, my voice, his voice, my voice. We're in dialogue. Like, I'm telling the story of the past, but it's just very sort of the schizophrenic dialogue. And through this sort of schizophrenia, in a way, I do at times sort of become Tommy, who is this rock star who I sort of always wanted to be, is what we're telling, you know, that Hedwig never really wanted to be this total female. Perhaps Hedwig wanted to exist in a world between male and female, a sort of Dionysian rock star. And so as the show rolls along, there's a desire to embody that more and more, and for that true sort of ambigendered role to emerge.
All right, and Michael, it's been great having you in studio here to chat with you a little bit about Hedwig and the Angry Inch. He's now gonna take it out with Hedwig's version of Wicked Little Town.
Thanks for having us.
And hurricanes and rains, black and cloudy skies. You're running up and down that hill. You turn it on and off at will. There's nothing here to thrill or bring you down. And if you've got no other choice, you know you can follow my voice through the dark turns and noise of this wicked little town. Oh, Lady Luck has led you here. And they're so twisted up, they'll twist you up, I fear. The pious, hateful, and devout, you're turning tricks till you're turned out. The wind so cold it burns, you're burning out and blowing round. And if you've got no other choice, you know you can follow my voice through the dark turns and noise of this wicked little town. Fates are vicious and they're cruel. You learn too late, you've used two wishes like a fool. And then you're someone you are not, and Junction City ain't the spot. Remember Mrs. Lott and when she turned around. And if you've got no other choice, you know you can follow my voice through the dark turns and noise of this wicked little town.
From Hedwig and the Angry Inch, that was Wicked Little Town. Michael Bird at Norton talked with Dan Wanschura in the Interlochen Public Radio studios. Joanna Lee played the piano. Hedwig opens November 18th in Traverse City. We have info on our website about how to get tickets if you're in the area. Lights are flickering in the virtual lobby, so it's time to say goodbye to Michael, wish him the best in his upcoming run, kill the people, Michael, and head back into the house for Act Two. We'll kick things off in this act with some musings about something most of us have in common. Love it or hate it, almost everybody has to go to work. From the pajama game, Racing with the Clock. Then a number from an entire musical about working called Working. It's an art. And finally, from the 1968 off-Broadway revival of The Boys from Syracuse, an ode to buskers the world over from our vinyl vault.
Pajama game is the game I'm in, and I'm proud to be in the pajama game. I love it, I can't can hardly wait to wake and get to work at eight. Nothing's quite the same as the pajama game. I'm an executive. I'm a time study man. I can tell you for seconds how many stitches go into a pair of pajamas. I can time anything. You'll see when we get down to the factory. Let her go.
Racing with the clock.
Hurry up, girl. Seconds are ticking. Seconds are ticking.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry and waste time. Hurry and waste time. When you're racing with the clock. When you're racing with the clock.
With that 7.5 cent raise, how in hell can I buy me a swell new second-hand car on that salary he pays?
What do you think of the new superintendent?
He's cute.
He'll never last.
Huh? He's kind of fresh for a new superintendent.
I like a man with spunk.
You like a man? Period.
Ah! Don't laugh, girl. Don't laugh. Hurry up. Tempest Fusion. Tempest Fusion.
Waste, waste, waste.
Hurry up.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Waste time. Hurry up. Waste time.
When you're
hurry
racing up, with the clock. When you're racing with the clock.
There's summies don't care when they put down the plate. There's a sound, not with great. When they move a chair, it'll scrape with a grate on the ground. Not with me. I will have my hand right when I place a glass. Notice how I stand right as customers pass. Serve a demi-tasse with a gesture so gentle, or do it again till it's near oriental. Da 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 dum dum. It's an art to be a fine waitress, to see that you pleasure each guest. There's a twist to my wrist if I let a fork drop, or cut up a pork chop, or serve a New York chop. It all needs to be stylish and smart. That's what makes it an art. I remember one day, as I do now and then, I had shakes, and down I went. There with my tray full of 7 prime tenderloin steaks, down I went. But I kept my poise, not one guest heard me fall. Never made a noise, not one noise, food and all. If you have to crawl, you give them what they like. You carry your tray like it's almost ballet-like. La, 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 la. It's an art, it's an art. You'll be a fine waitress. Each evening I treasure the test. Oh, my chef may be deaf, I stay diplomatic. If I give him static, he might burn the haddock or put too much salt in a tart. Even that is an art. Tips! Ha! Tips are important for people like captains and barmen. For them, it's a tipsy for me. I'm a gypsy, just toss me a coin, and I suddenly feel like I'm Carlin. approaches, the curtains descend. There among the roaches, my act's at an end. Every night I tend to find myself crying. There's no work so trying or so satisfying. I tell everybody that I'm a waitress and I'm proud. Somebody comes up to me and says, hey, you're terrific. How come you're just a waitress? You know what I say to them? I say, why? Don't you think you deserve to be served by me? It's an art. It's an art to be a great waitress, to do without leisure or rest. So I zoom through the room with a flair no one else has, an air no one else has, I swear. No one else has my lilt when I say, a la carte. You can see it gives me a glow. Every time I prove I'm a pro, maybe I'm not quite Michelangelo, but I'm not just a waitress. I'm a woman.
Was Sing for Your Supper from Rodgers and Hart's The Boys from Syracuse, which opened on Broadway in 1938. It was revived off-Broadway in 1968. Before that, Lenora Nemitz wondered if you're worthy of her mad serving skills from Stephen Schwartz and Nina Fassel's 1978 working. Richard Adler and Jerry Ross brought us 1954's best musical, The Pajama Game, that was on vinyl. Now, if you've been a regular user of Facebook or Twitter in the past couple of years, you may be one of the millions of fans of Uncle George, otherwise known as George Takei. Now, you probably remember him as Sulu on the original version of Star Trek. Uncle George took to social media a while back to raise awareness for Allegiance. It's an autobiographical musical about his life during World War II, when his entire family was moved to a Japanese internment camp. Now, the show opened on Broadway just last week, and the production team released a mini-cast album to celebrate. A swing set means more than just play to Lea Salonga in this number from Allegiance.
You brother crazy, say you. Old maid. How you be old maid when I still so young? Why you no go to dance?
I don't run with that crowd.
Japanese say, Beppin-san onnanoko.
A pretty lady.
Should not sit home with old man on Saturday night.
That's not a proverb.
No, but should be. Go, have fun. Make the American boogie-woogie. Each day, we take another step. Remember what I teach you? Ishi kara ishi.
Yama wa ido sareru. Even a mountain can be moved stone by stone.
Oji-san see, Oji-san do.
Good night, Oji-san.
You always such good girl.
Maybe that's been the problem all along. There once was a little girl playing on a swing set that her grandpa built by the sycamore tree near the rusty farmyard gate. And while her mama pinned the laundry, the little girl would cry out loud, push me higher, push me higher, push me, I can't wait. Her mama would push a couple times, but there was laundry still to do. So she learned to use her own strength, pull her own weight, push on through. To swing higher, higher than before, higher, but afraid to reach for something more. Till the day she bent to kiss her mama a last goodbye. There once was a little boy who rode that swing set. He had a licorice twist from the store in town and two knobby skinned up knees. And while his sister pinned the laundry, the little boy would cry out loud, push me higher, push me higher, push me pretty please. The girl would push a couple times, but there was laundry still to do. Then she watched amazed as that little boy simply pulled his own way through. To swing higher, higher than she dared. Higher, how do you swing so high and not be scared? Higher, he could touch the sky. So sure, was it something never taught to her? How the years pass quickly by, that girl's a woman still afraid to try. Is it too late to start again? Get back that feeling I had then. But now my life is upside down. There's no more farm, there's no more town, and no use asking why. But I won't let it pass me by. Get back on that swing higher.
Lea Salonga returns to Broadway with Higher from Allegiance, words and music by Jake Wohl. George Takei piped in, too, as Grandpa. Here's to a long run for Lea, Uncle George, and the rest of the cast. It's time now for our 11 o'clock number, the great big song that comes in right before our finale. Betty Comden and Adolf Green had a huge talent on their hands when they wrote Bells Are Ringing for Judy Holliday in 1956. The entire show is a tour de force for her character Ella, who works for an answering service. So when it came time for her big number, they went really big.
I know you, your name is Sue, but who am I? I've gotta find out. At least I'm gonna try. I'm going back where I can be me, at the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company. They've got a great big switchboard there, just hello, goodbye. It may be dull, but there I can be, just me, myself, and I, a little modeling on the side. Yes, that's where I'll be, at the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company. If anybody asks for Ella Mella, her mom, tell them that I'm going back where I came from, to the BT Brassiere Company. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Madame Grimaldi. Goodbye, Junior Mallet. Santa Claus is hitting the road. Listen to your ever-loving mama. Eat your spinach, baby. Eat your spinach, baby, by the Lord.
La petite berger, restaurant, adieu. Je ne reviendrai jamais, jamais, jamais. C'est tout fini. Adieu to you.
So goodbye, Max, to your dogs and your cats, to the Duke of Windsor and his Duchess. Bye-bye, Barton and Kitchell and Hastings, at last you're out of my clutches. I'll miss you, but you'll carry on. You'll never know that I've gone. I'm going back. Shangri-La of lacy lingerie, a little modeling on the side, at the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company. Send me my mail there to the Bonjour Tristesse Company.
Judy Holliday switches back to the switchboard and wins the 1957 Best Actress Tony with her big bangaroo of an 11 o'clock number, I'm Going Back from Bells Are Ringing. And now we circle back to Annie Get Your Gun for tonight's finale, a song that became a signature tune for the first Annie, Ethel Merman, and an anthem for musical theater folks everywhere.
It is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bar.
There's no people like
From our original vinyl recording of Irving Berlin's Annie Get Your Gun, there's no business like show business. Curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, the house lights come back up as we end this week's episode of Show Tunes with me, Kate Vitello. Michael Culler engineered the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. Many thanks and broken legs to Michael Bird at Norton and Joanna Lee from Parallel 45's Hedwig and the Angry Inch. We'd love to hear your musical theater war stories. Send us an email or call our comment line at 231-276-4444. This is Interlochen Public Radio. See you in the aisles.